Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. Today is Friday, April 1st. That's April Fool's. We are here, and we are going to have a meeting. I'm Nia Bediaco, the chair, and Teresa Allen, our secretary. Could you please call the roll?
Teresa Allen is here. Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Afia Wangaza is excused, I believe. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Okay. And Andrea Turner?
She just talked with me while you went to look for her, Teresa, and she's
okay.
With her mom. She needs an excused absence, please.
Okay. No problem, then. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. So there are four of us, and a quorum is exactly four. Tonight, our agenda consists of... seven items, including adjournment. That's always the fun part. You save the best for last. The first item is call to order and roll call. That's 1 minute. The second is approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Third is approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Fourth is reports from work groups, and there are six subcategories of that. Committee description, which was Lydia and me. B, organizational charts, that's Andrea, Afia, and Marcel. C, ED and CFO job descriptions, Marcel and me. D, management hiring processes, Andrea, Marcel, and me. E, fraternization and conflicts, Teresa. 15 minutes. I forgot to read the number of minutes. I'm sorry. 15 minutes. F is evaluation of PNB, Lydia and me, 15 minutes. New business, 20 minutes. Review action item, 5 minutes, and then the special moment is the adjournment. So are there any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
Do I move that we approve the agenda?
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none. We go to approval of minutes, and I want to thank Teresa very much for turning those around. I mean, the same night. That was excellent. And they were brief. So thank you so much. The only thing is that, Teresa, which is my boo-boo, I meant to go back and listen to the stream. The only thing that was missing was who nominated us.
Oh.
So that's the only correction that we need to make. For me as chair pro tem, I think it was that you, Marcel?
It was me.
Okay.
Chair pro tem, yeah.
And it was seconded by Afia, right? For secretary,
I think it may have been you.
Me, right? Yeah. Okay. Seconded by, I can't remember now, but we don't need that. And for chair, I think I was nominated by Lydia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, as I recall.
Yeah. And I think for secretary, was that me again or was that you, Lydia?
I don't remember.
I think it might have been me. Okay.
As pro tem chair, it was Marcel and Afia seconding for pro tem chair. Nia nominating secretary pro tem, and then who nominated chair? Lydia.
Lydia, yeah.
Okay, and then who secretary?
I think it was I. It was either I or Lydia.
Okay, probably Nia. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so could I get a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I move that we approve the minutes as amended.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, great. We'll be right along. Okay, report from work groups. First is committee description, and Lydia and I had our little work group. So, Lydia, we have 10 minutes. Would you like to go ahead, please?
Yes, some of the things that we discussed, anyway, are... things like the ED and CFO job descriptions and evaluations, And I might add also, you know, the obvious work attached to it, the timetables for each, et cetera. GM and IGM hire process, IPD hire process, review of employment manual, paid and unpaid staff issues, and flowcharts. That was like the global view. Very ambitious, unlikely to be completed by the end of the year in its entirety.
We have faith.
And so the boiled down synthesis of it is the statement of as follows, although I'm going to quibble with one word. But anyway, the BMB personnel committee, and so this should be in the form of a motion, I believe, as to the purpose of the PMB personnel committee. This is, by the way, historically has been nuanced from time to time. In terms of, boy, way back in 06, when I believe I was chair, I was the chair at the time. I don't know where I was. Anyway, the point being that there was a motion to reinvigorate the personnel committee, which had been dormant for a time. So that had one job description, and then a particular task was given to it. So I don't know how many incarnations there have been of this. But this is what we're proposing right now, is that the PMB Personnel Committee shall, this is a motion, the PMB, this is a proposed motion, a recommended motion. The PMB Personnel Committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officers, and make recommendations to the board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and dismissal. And that's the statement that we synthesized. Personally, I don't like the word dismissal, but
speak up a little bit,
Lydia. Pardon?
Can you kind of speak up a little bit?
Oh, okay. So that was the statement that we kind of came up with that's open for discussion, I would imagine. But I personally have an issue with the word dismissal. I mean, I know
what we're... severance?
Yes, I mean, either severance or separation from employment, something like that. Dismissal is not specific enough to what that means. But because, I mean, that could also be a retirement or a voluntary separation, you know, whatever. So, anyway, just food for thought. So, basically, that is it. I have been also combing through various incarnations of these various policies, some of which were very good. One of them, I found a PowerPoint presentation that was done back in the day, which was, rather than reinvent the entire wheel, there are aspects of it that might be useful. And when I convert that to Word documents, we can discuss aspects of that. And then see the compatibility between, of course, what we're practicing and what's in the employment manual for Pacifica and the variables between the stations. And I don't know that there are any, but certainly the goal in all of this, as we discussed, is to have sufficient uniformity that we can function more responsibly as an organization and make things easier and protect ourselves in terms of litigation, et cetera, but most importantly, to be more cohesive as an organization, more consistent in the application of everything having to do with personnel policy and practice. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. I think you needed to go further down. What I just sent to you, you read the first paragraph. And
oh, I see. I just read the top part. Okay, sorry. Okay,
separation.
So then the second paragraph says,
right.
This, and you tell me if this is where it ends, and with the aim of increasing equity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, such as general managers and program directors, the committee shall devise and recommend to the PMB processes for use in those evaluations.
I could take a stack. Marcel and Teresa, do you have any questions?
Well, I
kind of agree with, this is Teresa, I kind of agree with Lydia that instead of dismissal, we should put separation from employment.
Okay. Yeah. But that was what Lydia had suggested. I didn't.
Is there a resolution on the floor?
Well,
yes.
I had posed this as a resolution, as the proposed wording of the description for our committee.
So are you moving that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then I move that we replace the word dismissal with separation from employment.
Okay. Or should we do employment separation, or is that different? Does that change the sense of it? It's a question I'm really not tied to.
Well, let's read it. Employment, contracts, compensation, retention, and separation. Well, separation. Wait, we have a plural
here. I think
here.
Separation from employment.
Yeah, because it flows. The sentence flows, right? No? And separation. Singular.
I think separation
plural.
From employment. Separation from employment.
Employment, okay. But isn't that implied that that's what we're talking about, though?
That was the problem with dismissal for me. If you leave it hanging, you don't know what
mm-hmm.
you're dismissing exactly. It's really not clear enough.
Okay. So
I agree with Teresa.
Separation from employment?
Yes. Let's not leave anything up to people's imaginations.
Okay. Are you by your computer, Lydia?
I am on by webmail. Why?
Okay. Can you just send the amendment to... Well, Teresa is sitting in the car.
Send it to me and CC the chair.
Okay.
Or the committee.
The whole wording, is that what
amendment.
You want?
Okay. Yes, your own amendment.
Okay.
Is her amendment is separation from employment.
Yes, my motion is, instead of the word dismissal, we have separation from employment.
Employment. Okay. Okay.
Marcel, did you have anything?
No.
I didn't mean
no, I agree with Teresa. I believe it needs to be plural separation from employment.
Okay. So,
separation from employment.
Go ahead, Marcel. Go ahead.
Separation from employment leaves open the fact that they were dismissed for one reason or another.
Okay, perfect. I don't think we need any further discussion on that, right? Everybody's pretty much satisfied with that, correct?
Yes.
No
Lydia?
Objection.
Okay. Are you okay, Lydia? That's it?
Well, the only thing is that I want to make sure that the work that we have outlined for each other, that laundry list that I mentioned, is
yeah.
reflected in this. It's sufficiently reflected in it. So we have the ED and CFO evaluations. Let me see. Do we all think that this is sufficient? Okay. Because you have, and with the aim of increasing equity among those people, but you don't have, as an actual review, the GM and IGM hire process.
This is just a description of what our committee does.
Right.
Okay. So the other motion that I sent, the one that I sent after about the GM
okay,
hire
can't
process.
Okay, I can't follow too many emails because I'm on webmail, so it makes it very difficult to... To search for, any other...
No problem.
...sent is what I'm saying.
Let me open up the other one and see if that could...
Is this in addition to her motions for the description of the committee? You think there should be something added to it?
I'm asking a question. How much, we have, do we want to do this just like as a general purpose of the personnel committee. But then do we get caught if we go into, you know, do we find ourselves short of description if we don't include some of the things that we're tasking ourselves to do, if in fact we're doing that? So in other words, if we're going to make recommendations on the GM hire and IGM hires, and if we go into, the IPD hire, for example, review of employment manuals, or at least they, you know, include that as some of the possibilities or what as the purview of the committee.
Okay. Well, the second draft personnel work group motion that I sent on the management hiring processes, maybe would you like that read to see somehow we can integrate the two or some parts of it?
Well, my question is to the committee. What do we want the personnel committee to do, and do we want in this statement to include the actual, you know, a laundry list of what those things are, not the...
We could say the committee could do these things. What's the term? There's a term for it, but not to... We could do some of these things, but not to... there's a phrase saying you could do these things, but you don't have to do all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't hear you to... I mean, I think that we should be reviewing the policy manual because supposedly we had an HR person that did the policy manual, I guess, about 6 years ago, and... I would hate to think that we're reinventing the wheel.
Yes, that's why I've been spending my time looking through stuff, so hopefully we can all do that, because I remember the same thing.
I think we should probably have something on there about policies and processes that we help, so Arlene doesn't have to do all of these things herself, that we can... contribute to that.
So why don't I read the draft personnel work group motion then?
Okay.
And see if, okay. And that one says, the executive director may temporarily fill a position of general manager, GM, and a GM may temporarily fill a position of program director for a period of up to 3 months while the LSB engages in a search to produce a pool of candidates for the interim position. Whereas the bylaws give the responsibility of selection or recommendation to the PNB or an LSB, this authority can apply whether the opening is, quote, interim, close quote, or, quote, permanent, quote, close quote, where, quote, interim, close quote, shall mean a period of no more than 9 months.
Okay, but that's an actual, that's coming out of, what, of your work group, right, and conversations that we've had. But what I'm saying is that can't go into the full description. I'm just saying we just need to add that we're going to be in this list of...
Right. I understand.
Okay. So, like, perform, and after retention... Say the committee shall also undertake review of the GM, IGM hire process as well as the IPD hire process, review of employment manual, flow charts. I would think paid and unpaid staff issues are part of employment manual. Pardon?
Policies. Review policies and processes that involve HR matters.
Right. Okay. Hold on a second. But let's be specific, a little bit specific. Let's see. Okay. The committee typing, as you can hear, undertake such matters as...
I would say, instead of undertake, I'd say maybe review and...
Well, that's what I was going to say. That was undertake such matters as reviewing...
Lydia?
Yes. Or the committee just shall review. Is that it? Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
That's less words.
But isn't that just elaborating on the word equity?
No.
How?
No, not at all. It's too vague.
The word equity had something to do with why we do
we
what
were
we
doing
do.
It, exactly.
Okay.
But it doesn't define
nice.
What we're going to do.
Right. We need to define
okay.
what we're going to do.
Okay. So say your wording again, please.
Okay. I'm typing it now, and then I'll send it out to folks. Okay. So the committee shall review general manager.
Are you typing it out?
Yes. And interim.
I'm confused about that.
One second, Teresa. Hold on, Teresa.
Okay.
Let us think out loud. One second.
Point of information, though. What
mm-hmm.
you're doing, Lydia, is this in addition to what we just did that I amended?
Yes.
For some reason, when you wrote it up, you didn't include these other things?
Yeah, because I didn't really write it up. Nia did. And she did send it to me yesterday because we were in the same group, working group. But because the working groups are divided up and I'm not on the working group dealing with the manager stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know, it got left out. Long story. Anyway, I mean, hire process, review of employment manual. And... organizational what? Staff charts, right? Staff organizational charts?
Well...
Not the whole organization?
Yeah, they were supposed to be the whole organization.
Yeah.
The whole organization charts. And then they would break off into staff charts.
Okay. Okay, I'll just put organizational charts. And
let me know when you stop thinking out of loud, Lydia.
Staff issues? You want staff paid and unpaid in here still?
In the org charts?
Paid and unpaid staff issues?
Yeah,
well,
go ahead. Who is that? That was Lydia, or was that Marcel?
Those would be policies, right?
Yes.
Paid and unpaid staff issues would be policies and processes. Like, if there is a conflict between a volunteer and a staff member, what is our policy? What is the process of handling this grievance or whatever? So wouldn't that fall under just the general term, policies and processes, regarding HR matters or personnel matters.
But wait a second, ladies. I think that's just too broad now. And I have a question. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not a devil. But if we, putting in all those things, and I'll address this to Lydia, would that be limiting the personnel committee to just those things? Because you know how this place
you
is.
You can say... These
one
things,
second, Teresa.
Okay.
One second.
Well,
I'm
thinking.
You.
She can comment while I'm thinking.
Okay.
It might help my thinking. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm still thinking. Someone talk.
Okay, Teresa, you recognize now.
There's a term, something but not limited to X.
Yeah, just...
committee's responsibilities are A, B, C, D, E.
Right.
Or
Well, that's when what my original wording started to be, that the committee would undertake these matters, but not limited to.
Committee's responsibilities include.
I'm off for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I need to be off.
Okay.
And we're way over time on this, so we.
Okay, but shall not be limited to.
Committee's responsibilities include, but are not limited to, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I have another point of information while you might be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the way you wrote it, it made it sound like we do the evaluation of general managers and program directors. I don't know about your – that's just the way it sounded. And my station has an MSRC committee. Now, I can understand how we might create the template or process for them, or we might help them create job descriptions that are consistent, so they're all doing the same thing, but we don't actually do the evaluation of GMs.
No. We're talking about process.
All right. Well, I just didn't understand that.
Ladies, we're going to give this about 5 more minutes, and then after that, I'm going to suggest that we get back to our work group.
Yeah.
Because...
I agree.
How does it sound to everyone?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia?
I like what you've done so far.
Yeah, I'm still typing. Okay. Now let me see if this is what it says correctly before I email it to everyone. Okay, the PMB Personnel Committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and make recommendations to the Board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation and retention and separation of employment. I'll take out and. There. So now it says employment contracts, comma, compensation, comma, retention and separation of employment. The committee.
Separation from employment.
Oh, right. Sorry. Very good. Catch here. And the committee's responsibilities shall include, but is not limited to, general manager and interim general manager hire process, as well as, I should maybe put processes, process, as well as IPD hire process, review of Pacifica employment manual, organizational charts, paid and unpaid staff issues.
That actually sounds good to me, but I can... I think better when I see it.
Yeah, I'll send it right now. And then the last paragraph remains the same because that says why we're doing this, which is, and with the aim of increasing equity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, such as general managers. Well, now we don't. Now we can delete that because we've itemized it.
I do think that there's a little problem there when you start that new first part, that new part,
mm-hmm.
about general managers. You don't have a verb there. Like review, what are we doing to those general
right.
managers and something? I mean, do we review them? Do we advise? Do we? I think
no,
we need
this
a verb.
Is just the hire process. It says the committee's responsibilities shall include, but is not limited to, general manager and interim manager. Hire process.
What do we do to the hire process? Do we actually conduct it?
Oh, review.
Okay. Then I think you need
yeah,
to put
that's what's
worried.
The committee's must shall include, but is not limited to, review and recommendations. No.
Yeah.
To review
yeah.
general and interim general manager hire process, as well as IPD hire process, review of Pacific Employment Manual, organizational charts, and paid and unpaid staff issues. Okay, so
and
now...
Say, and policies and processes involving HR matters.
after paid staff issues?
Yeah. In fact, I don't think you need to use the word review twice. You could just put the thing of the general manager, review of the something general manager hiring process.
Yeah,
and interim,
okay.
And then comma.
Yeah, comma.
Interim director,
okay.
Comma.
Okay,
blah, blah, blah,
and
blah.
Then after staff issues, what is your wording?
Something like, and any policies and processes regarding other HR matters or other personnel matters, like handling grievances.
Yeah, okay.
Like
now we can edit down the next paragraph because now it's redundant. So now I think we can delete general managers and program directors and just have, and with the aim of increasing equity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the committee shall devise and recommend to the PMB processes for use in those evaluations. Well, we're not limiting ourselves to evaluations. So we could just close with, or maybe we should start this. Maybe that should be the opening sentence. What do you think? That starts out with the aim of increasing equity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the PMB personnel committee shall blah, blah. How does that sound?
I like that.
Okay.
I like it, too. In fact, my wording, I'm just going to suggest that instead of using the word, is it efficiency? I thought sufficient conformity.
No, this is just equity.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite sure what equity means. I thought we were talking about conformity in, among the five.
Uniformity?
Yes, uniformity. I don't know. I don't want to know what you mean by equity, but I was thinking there was maybe a better
word
than equity.
Well, equity and uniformity. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, so now we have something, I think. Should I read it again and then send it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Or, Madam Chair, are you suggesting that it goes, like right now, goes back to the work group, or are you think we're going to be voting on this tonight?
I think I am liking what I hear, because when it gets to the PNB, you know, that's going to be a whole other conversation, but I like what I hear. So let Lydia read again and send me down. And then when I see it.
Okay.
But I can't see it. I'm sitting in a car. But are you thinking we're going to vote on it tonight? Because if we're not,
yes.
Then she may as well just send it out.
No, we're thinking we're going to vote on it.
We're going to vote on it, Teresa.
Okay.
Let's go, Lydia.
So it says,
okay.
With the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the PMB Personnel Committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations of the foundation's executive director and chief financial officer and make recommendations to the board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment. The committee's responsibilities shall include, but is not limited to, review of general manager and interim general manager hire process of the, as well as IPD hire process of Pacifica Employment Manual, mm-hmm. Organizational chart, paid and unpaid staff issues, and policies and processes regarding other personnel matters.
I have a friendly amendment, just a question, because we're all working so well together. How would you feel about consistency rather than uniformity in that first sentence?
Consistency is good with me.
I don't think, this is Marcel, I don't think you need to use the word consistency when you're talking about policy or proposed policy.
Oh, that's right, and it means something else. Well,
yeah.
It is different.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of times, just by where we are across the spectrum, we don't like the word uniform and regimented. But in this case, I think we need to use very strong terms.
So do you favor
language.
Uniformity?
Uniformity or yeah, I do.
Okay.
Because it's Richard.
Yeah. Teresa?
I do have one other comment. Now that you've moved that thing up to the front, when you're talking about, well, let's have conformity, but then you're talking about the executive director and the CFO, and I think when the purpose of the conformity is for the positions that involve the five station managers and program directors, you want some conformity there so they don't. So among the five different sister stations, you don't have different ways of doing things, different job descriptions, for example. I'm thinking that section really does go better with the when it goes down to the PD and the GM part of it.
I agree. Anybody else disagree? I think it absolutely makes more sense. I have the advantage of looking at it, so you guys are at a disadvantage here.
That is a definite advantage. Okay,
so I am. So now it reads, the personnel committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations of the foundation's executive director and chief financial officer and make recommendations to the board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment. With the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the committee's responsibilities shall include but is not limited to the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire process, as well as the IPD hire process. I keep leaving these out.
Ivica
Employment Foundation. Pardon?
Did you put PD? I hear you say IPD, but did you put PD?
No.
Okay. Well, do we want to put PD? Okay.
And IPD hire process. Yes, that absolutely makes sense. Okay, let's do that part again. The committee's responsibility. Okay, with the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the committee's responsibilities shall include, but is not limited to, the review of the general manager and interim general manager's hire process, as well as the PD and IPD hire process of the of the Pacifica Employment Manual, organizational charts, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters. That wording, we want to make sure that when we're saying we're reviewing the hire process, that it's not like the we're not reviewing the process that the committee is conducting, but just policies. But I better send this out because now we're getting...
Yeah.
I have one other comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one other comment. Are you finished, Nania?
I am.
I do think that you need to make sure that the subject matches the verb. Seems like one's a plural and the other one is singular. I think I heard you use the word is, but the subject was plural in that sentence. So just,
okay,
you might
the
want
committee's
to check
responsibility
that.
Shall include, but is not limited to, the review of the general manager and interim general manager.
Teresa. Just let her read. One second.
But I want her to point out when I'm reading, if you don't mind.
It's at the very beginning of the sentence. I don't think the subject matches the predicate.
Of the sentence I just read?
Yeah. Start it one more time.
The committee's responsibility shall include, but is not...
Is responsibility plural or singular?
The committee's responsibilities, plural,
shall include...
But is not limited to.
Are not.
Very good.
Okay.
Are not limited to the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire processes.
Processes.
as well as the PD and IPD hire processes of the Pacifica Foundation, Pacifica Employment Manual. Maybe I should put Pacifica Foundation Employment.
If you didn't have the word of in front of PD and IPD, then not sure you need to put the word of in front of the employment manual. You just put comma, employment
Lydia?
Manual, comma.
Yeah.
Lydia, just so it's not just a dialogue between you and Teresa, can you send out what you have?
Yes,
in the meantime,
I will do that because it's getting kind of tricky.
It's
okay.
Hard for me to share like this. I can't.
Yeah, okay.
Do it
no, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, there you are. Okay. And Marcel is on the phone, right?
Yes.
I thought you were threatening to leave, Marcel.
Yeah.
No, I was gone for 30 seconds.
That's what I meant by us. To send it out to us. That's what I said to us.
Okay, and I'll add myself. Okay. I just hit send.
Okay.
While we're waiting on that, do you want me to give a report on fraternization conflict?
No.
Okay.
I have it. So okay. So now we can go through it. Do you have it now, Marcel?
No, I don't have it yet. It takes a moment to.
For you to get it?
Yeah,
okay.
It does. So if you could start to read it so I won't be dragging everyone.
Go ahead, Lydia, please. You read it now. I have it.
You have it?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
No, I do. I have it in my SIM file, but I emailed it to myself as well. Okay. So the PMB Personnel Committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer and make recommendations to the Board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment. With the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the Foundation, the Committee's responsibilities shall include but are not limited to the review of the General Manager and Interim General Manager hire processes, as well as the PD and IPD hire processes, the Pacifica Foundation Employment Manual, organizational charts, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters.
Okay, great. The similar work throughout the Foundation, that should be an uppercase F, Liz?
Yes, I see that.
Okay, and the lowercase T?
Oh, I can't. Wait, I just lost it. Okay. I can't do a... On my Mac, I can do a send again. This one I'll have to forward to make changes to it. Okay. So, an F to the Foundation in this first sentence. Okay, what was the second change?
And it should be lowercase T. The committees, the lowercase
t. Pardon? I can't hear
right
you.
Right after foundation, you have a comma. That should be a lowercase t. That? Yeah?
No.
Okay. You see where you have throughout the foundation? And you change the uppercase F for foundation?
What sentence are we on?
Yes,
because it used to be a different. Okay, and then let me capitalize that foundation as well.
Right, and then lowercase t in that. The
yes, I have that.
Lowercase t, okay.
Anything else?
All right.
Are we ready to vote?
Seems okay. Marcel,
okay, I'm
going to
send it again with those changes.
Okay.
And Ellen, come on. And I will put revised. So it's distinguished.
Lydia?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
You're going to kill me.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late to kill
you
me?
Yes.
The PNB personnel committee shall create, distribute, and summarize performance evaluation format?
Format?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, the PNB evaluation, right? Is it the format? What are we saying the personnel committee is doing?
What?
You're talking about to the executive director and CFO?
No, that first sentence. The personnel committee shall create, distribute, and summarize. You have here performance evaluation of the foundation's executive director. But isn't it the formats that we're summarizing?
No, I don't. This is, I didn't change that part, is all your sentence, so.
Okay. Then.
So only you can explain, but it
no,
makes sense to me. What is your problem? I don't understand.
It is the format and
what
summarizing
format?
The results. Wasn't that what we did? Well, that was what we did last year.
What? I wasn't here last year.
Okay. But this is saying that we distribute
and I can't hear, you need to speak up a little bit.
Okay. It says that we distribute and summarize the performance evaluation. Is the format of the evaluations?
I beg to differ, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
I think that we help send out the evaluation, and don't we help,
we summarize the results.
Right. We help summarize the results. And
yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's saying the.
But I don't like the word format. I think we're.
No,
doing
I don't like it. Format.
Results, not,
I mean, we can do the forms. You can create, distribute. You could create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and summarize the evaluations. Why would we be summarizing the evaluations?
It's the. No. Wait a second. We come up with the format for the evaluation, right?
With the form is what you mean, right? The form and process, the evaluation process.
That's right. And then
so it's not a format because, I mean, it can be a format.
But I think
that
if you
say we create the evaluation, I think it's implied that we're creating the evaluation form or the. I don't think you need to use the word form or format. I think we create the evaluation.
Yeah.
She's saying is the evaluation comes after you receive the form, and people send in their input. That's an evaluation.
Exactly.
To my knowledge, we don't do that, nor do we summarize. Unless maybe we do. No, we don't summarize.
We do
I don't know
summarize
do.
The results of the evaluation.
Okay.
I think that I don't know what program we use, but we're going to let, if there's a question and you're evaluating the person 1 through 10, it's going to be summarized, whether it's done manually or through a computer, we kind of supervise that.
Yeah.
No, Teresa. Hold a second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I just had surgery, I'm really a little weary tonight, actually.
We can put this off if you want, Nia.
No. But I just
want
all
of us to look at it.
We created the format, right? And then we sent it out. And then the people responded, and then we summarize the results. So it's my...
intend to summarize the results. That's not... Like, I'm not going to take the evaluations and then provide a summary.
But wait a minute. When you were chair, Lydia, wasn't that what you did? I'm confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, like, I didn't know. I mean, what it was is that there were forms, and they had, you know, people checked off whatever, right? And those were tallied. That's different than summarizing. That implies an interpretive process that would not be part of our job. But I, you know, what the same, it's the same process as what we're saying before. It's just a matter of tweaking the word. Right now, we're just tweaking words, right? Because at least when I was chair, a form was developed, a survey form was developed. It gets sent out to the people who are actually giving input on that survey. The evaluation, the survey is part of the evaluation, but it is not all of the evaluation. An evaluation includes the input from the PMB directly. It includes self-evaluation from the ED or CFO. It includes goals that are being set by the board. And then when all of that is completed, the evaluation is completed. So however we want to articulate that or not, or simply have a catch-all phrase that says, you know, that we, not supervise, but whatever, of that entire evaluation process. Because the full board has to do that. So whatever we do is we can facilitate the creation, distribution, and performance evaluation. Or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what word you want to use.
Everybody is happy with it, and then I'm okay.
Lydia, this is Marcel. I just wanted to say that it still begs the basic question, though, whether or not we summarize and whether or not it's a performance evaluation or performance evaluation formed. And it does make a clear difference here. The PMB Personnel Committee shall create, obviously I finally got mine, Lydia. The PMB Personnel Committee shall create, comma, distribute, and summarize performance evaluations. Okay. So I think that can be changed to performance evaluation forms and take out the word summarize. Distribute, performance evaluation forms.
Evaluation processes.
Or processes.
Yeah.
But we can remove the word summarize because it is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But
Well, we will create, distribute, performance form evaluation forms for the foundation's executive director and chief financial officer, and make recommendations to the board. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Teresa. Teresa, when someone is speaking, could you just let her finish, please?
No, I'm through.
No. Because while you were talking, Teresa was talking. I was trying to get the okay. If everyone is happy with this, then it's okay. So, do we want to change it or do we want to leave it?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
There's in that sentence, there's a verb, there's create, which is a verb, distribute, and it is a verb, and we had and summarize, and then we had the noun, what we were creating, distributing, and summarizing, which is the evaluation. I don't care if you put form on there. And then you said we make recommendations, too. So,
I think there should be a new sentence.
I don't think it needs another sentence, but I don't know whether the word summarize should have been tallied. Somehow we review the process by which something is tallied.
Well, right. Let's see. We now have, I think, the PMB personnel committee shall create, distribute, and shall create and distribute performance evaluation forms and subsequent evaluation processes of the foundations. So that would be part of the subsequent evaluation processes, because the tally is part of it, but that's not all of it.
But I don't think that you create and distribute the processes.
No, you create and you distribute the form.
The form.
Yes.
The evaluation.
But you didn't have a different
verb. I see. No, I see. And
I don't think you need to put the process. I mean, we're creating the form, and the form create.
No, and
we
review
the process.
We distribute. Teresa, you were creating it, we're distributing it, we're summarizing it, and then distributing it. Maybe that's the order that should be.
No, we're not summarizing. We're striking summary. We don't do summary.
I think we should take that to a vote, because I can tell you the feedback that I got last year, right? Well, even this year, that some people thought that giving the raw data, the reason we had such a low, what do you call it now? Why am I so confused? I can't even think straight. Such a low response rate. Right. If people, when we gave the raw data, then people figure out who was saying what, right? And I also asked some staff people. So that was an overall concern among directors and staff. If we summarize it in such a way, you know, that we could sort of we could find a way to do it so people won't know who's saying what, then that would be better. I really think that we should summarize it. So if we don't summarize it, then what are we going to do? We're just going to give them the raw data?
This is Teresa. I have a comment.
And I do too.
I think the problem with the word summarize is that some people think there's a subjectivity to it, where you pick what's a higher priority in your summary. And I understand your comment, well, like people didn't like the raw data, so maybe they didn't have anything to latch on to kind of epitomize what was the strengths or weaknesses of the ED. But if the committee summarizes and takes too much power, then in our summary we could actually have too much influence over how the data is interpreted. And that is I'm sure that's another concern of people on the PNB. So maybe tally is a better word, or maybe there is another word that's better than tally or summary. But I think that's the problem we're having with the word summary.